This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind is on the air for another hour. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Leah Backstrom doing our digital stuff today. Follow us at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Chris Larson, our producer, Daniel manning the master studio, getting the program to all of the affiliates, which we appreciate very much. Hey, Christmas is almost here, and you don't want to let the stress creep in finding the perfect gift for your loved ones. You know that feeling, right, when you're staring at the computer screen, what am I going to get? Running through the mall, don't know what to get. I would love to tell you about the latest product my friends at MyPillow have. The newest thing, it's a MyPillow bathrobe. I have one. It is MyPillow Perfect. It is, and it's the perfect gift. The MyPillow bathrobe. Heck of a deal right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. I have one. Love it. It's so soft. MyPillow gift cards are great gift ideas, and they have a lot more ideas. They have a whole Christmas catalog. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is in the middle of a busy time as negotiations are happening on COVID relief and all kinds of last-minute things in the House, so we're going to chat with him while we can right now. Good morning, Congressman Armstrong.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. As you know, Senator Kramer always says you can't fund the government unless there's a Christmas tree up in the Capitol. So we're running back and forth. I'm actually in between votes right now.
Oh, I know. You tell us when you have to run, because I know it's a busy day. I think the big thing everybody's waiting for is, you know, I'm sorry, I don't know any other description than Crazy Nancy to kind of decide which side she's on here and get this final COVID relief out and extend some of these programs that has been in the works for how long. Any relief in sight in that regard?
Yeah, I think probably the most disappointed I've been in Congress since I've been here is last week when Speaker Pelosi basically admitted the difference between before and after November 3rd on passing COVID relief. I think that's incredibly tragic that we were really not going to do something that I think both sides are really close to an agreement on simply because we didn't want it to affect an outcome. But it's par for the course. DOJ suspended an investigation on Hunter Biden, so it didn't affect the election. Obviously, we know big tech censored a whole bunch of stuff coming up to the election. And so we're going to continue that fight every single day while we're out here.
So, yeah, they've really emerged. Big tech have emerged as a, this is in need of serious oversight, isn't it? I mean, do you think you can puncture that bubble and get to the bottom of this?
So, in a very partisan town at a very partisan time, I would like to say a lot of credit. The FTC and a whole bunch of state attorney generals just filed a lawsuit against Facebook. And as somebody who served on the antitrust subcommittee, a lot of the factual information in that lawsuit came from a bipartisan antitrust investigation. So, I know how frustrated everybody is with the election and the partisanship and that, but it is important to recognize that at least on small occasions, we can do work that could really matter to real people.
Let's go to a place you're pretty familiar with, Dickinson. Chris has a question for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Congressman Armstrong, I just want to put in a request on January 6th, when it comes time for you guys to certify the electors, that you put in a written objection for each of the six contested states. I believe ultimately, however, the Supreme Court rules outside of U.S. versus Throckmorton, it's going to go to Congress. And I would just hope that you would put in a written objection, as well as our senators, to every contested state.
Yeah, so, the lawsuit I'm following right now is actually one in Georgia. The Texas case, and with North Dakota joining on, people got that handled. The lawsuit in Georgia that was filed on Friday, this is what's frustrating. And some of this is, is realistic too, right? I mean, not all of these have been filed very well, and some of them have not been good. But, you know, the Supreme Court in Wisconsin ruled that wasn't a frivolous lawsuit. The Supreme Court ruled 4-3, and the dissenting judges were really basically like, we just kicked this down the road because we're trying to run out the clock. There's one filed in Georgia on Friday that still hasn't had a response yet. That is really important, not only for the presidential election, but considering we have control of the U.S. Senate coming up on January 5th. So we're trying to get our heads around all of this. We're going to let the legal process play out, see where we're at.
As the only lawyer in North Dakota's congressional delegation, I think that our listeners would value your assessment of the legal chances of any of these succeeding to the point where, you know, Joe Biden isn't in the White House, but Donald Trump remains.
Long shot, Scott, and I think it's important people know that. I mean, it really is, and then some of it's how the election law, or I mean, election laws are kind of pervasively set up for the status quo. Like in a lot of cases, they won't even take it if it doesn't affect the outcome of the case, and you run into these timelines. We've all learned more about the timelines of December 14th, all of that, and I think that's why Texas is actually going to the Supreme Court, because to be honest, they need an extraordinary remedy, and that's the only court in the country that can grant it because of that December 14th date. But this time, and I think that's what's going on. If you want my honest answer, I don't know this. But I think that's what's going on in Georgia. So the Georgia lawsuit is far and away the most cogent, legal, analyzed lawsuit that has been filed, without a doubt. But, I mean, if you consider when the election occurred and how long it takes to gather that information, the fact that they were able to put all of this information into a lawsuit by last Friday is actually pretty extraordinary. And then they run into timelines on the back end. And that's, I mean, that is really something states have to look at, and we have to look at the federal government level. Two things. One, finding voter fraud in and of itself is a worthy endeavor, regardless if it's 60 votes, 600 votes, 10,000 votes. People need to have confidence in their elections. And two, ensuring that, this information is available, because, I mean, everybody says, well, you should have done this before the election. Well, you can't do it before the election because you don't know what your specific claim is until after you have a chance to verify the ballots.
Makes sense.
It's really frustrating, but it's hard to say on the lawsuits. I'm still getting around the Texas one. I've been working on this Georgia one. Like I said, I think it's important. It's one that came out last Friday, so we've had some time to do some of the research on it. But I think it's really important for people to recognize this system is designed to fail, and that is something. And that's independent of this particular election. It's something we're going to have to look at moving forward, no matter what happens here. And I'm glad they're there. It's everybody acts like this. I mean, January 6th is the date. January 20th is the inauguration date. There's time for people. There's time for these things to play out in the court system.
Debbie Grand Forks for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, yes. One of the things I wanted to say was thank all these states that are coming on board. You know, the most important thing right now is the election. We need to get this right. And I'm so disappointed with the news media and Facebook that they're suppressing all the facts. And I'm really disappointed with Bill Barr. Now, he says there's not enough evidence, and there is all kinds of evidence. I know that 1100 has had Matt Brainard on, and I listened to him on Joe Dobbs one day, and he said there is no way that Joe Biden got elected president of the United States.
That's an amazing analysis that Matt Brainard did by actually calling these people who were, you know, to say, hey, you know, how did you vote? And his math is phenomenal. So you're right, Debbie. I'm going to get one more call in here for Joyce in West Fargo, and then we'll let Kelly answer both. Go ahead, Joyce. Your question or comment for Congressman Armstrong.
Well, I was going to talk about the fact that big tech and the mainstream media has throttled information for the American people, and I feel like I'm more a citizen of communist China than I am of the United States, where we celebrate the freedoms of free speech and the opportunity to agree to disagree about things, unless you're on Facebook or Twitter, and then they put something on there that casts doubt on anything that you would write. And, of course, they only do that to the conservative voices that they have on their platforms. They don't do that to other people who say some pretty outrageous things. And I was just wondering, I kind of feel like when y'all had Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg remotely talking to the Senate Judiciary with Lindsey Graham and all of those folks on that committee, it seems like they left that committee and then went and thumbed their nose right at Congress and basically slapped all these things on. Yeah.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that because we had them before. So they knew which questions they were. We had them in the House. And their answers to our questions were, we don't know, we don't recall. And so, whatever, 3 weeks, a month later, they go into the Senate, they ask them the same questions, and they give the same answer. It's unacceptable. Be cautiously optimistic. Like I said, DOJ has instigated a pretty significant antitrust lawsuit against Google. And just yesterday, or 2 days ago, the FTC and numerous attorney generals, North Dakota's a part of it, have made an antitrust suit against Facebook as well. So there is actually, and there is real bipartisan understanding of how bad of actors big tech is in a lot of different ways. We don't always agree in the same places they're acting bad, but I think everybody agrees there are some real bad actors involved and they've done bad things.
Is Joyce right? They're just poking their nose back at you they're unaccountable. They don't take this seriously.
Yeah, I think they took the lawsuit yesterday pretty seriously. It's a serious lawsuit. I'm glad it's been filed.
Thank you, Joyce in West Fargo. Appreciate that. We're going to let Congressman Armstrong get back to fencing with Nancy Pelosi and see if we can get beyond the holdup on relief for Americans and help some small businesses. We'll let you go. Kelly, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Take a break. More of your calls, questions, and comments on any and everything. Next.
Oh, Dashers. Top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota's sweet crude liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, oh, oh. Just right. FruitSpirits.com.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials. 2 for $11, pizza, quarter pizza. 2 for $3, liquid ice. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag. Coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Make your gifting Christmas in a bottle this year with North Dakota's sweet crude liqueur, over ice or mixed. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned just right, and warm is my favorite comfort. My perfect sipper on a cold winter's night. Find it at crudespirits.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Like this song?
Well,
if you don't appreciate the talent
and children
and the classic nature of this, then I think you are an associate of Eric Swalwell from some foreign land. I forget which country. Because it's that good. It's that darn good. That's right. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. You know, Oasis Petroleum has that Be the Buffalo spirit. They sponsor our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline where you can call. Put this one in your speed dial, too, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay? And celebrate anybody you see with the Be the Buffalo spirit. Here's somebody with the Be the Buffalo spirit. Texter says, I want to give a shout-out to Texas and the PRCA. A shout-out of how proud we are on how they have been instrumental in showing respect to Almighty God, to our flag, to our freedom, at this year's NFR. They've been true leaders in showing respect for our first responders, our law enforcement, and our country. It's been awesome to watch. Rodeo and the PBR, most patriotic sport there is. Thanks be to God. Oh, that's so true. No kidding. It is amazing. What kind of an audience does rodeo get? Like if you compared rodeo to NASCAR or, you know, other sporting events out there.
As far as attendance?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not huge, unless you get to the finals. But
people watching?
Regional, yeah, the regional rodeos would be locals come in, yep, depending on the event, too. We used to go to a lot of rodeos.
That's American.
You bet. Love it.
It's fantastic. It's great. Daniel, I need some names on the calls waiting. If you'd get me those, that'd be swell. And also, the Be the Buffalo shout out for Oasis Petroleum and the PRCA thing reminds me of something we should do one day soon. And that is just some shout outs to people that are doing it right. Things that are, you know, going the right direction. People that are patriotic and toughing it out through it all. You know what I mean? This woman in, we're going to talk to her at the bottom of the hour here, Jane Moss, the owner of Boardwalk in East Grand Forks, that defied the governor's orders. You know, you could say, oh, that's a little risky. That's a little. I love this woman. Number one, this should be challenged. You shouldn't just say, oh, okay, yes, I'll do it. All right. You got to say, on what grounds? Oh, you think you have power? I don't think that's constitutional. You can tell me as a restaurant I can't have dine-in customers. So let's find out what a court says. That's gutsy. That's doing it right. So we want to give her a shout out. All right, let's go to Paul. I don't know where Paul is other than Minnesota. What town in Minnesota are you calling from, Paul?
Lake Park.
Lake Park along Highway 10. Beautiful little community there. Perfect. What's on your mind today?
Well, this whole voter fraud thing, you know, Trump knew what was going to happen back in the early fall, and the Dems did too. That's why they said what they said when they said that Trump won't leave office, he won't concede and all that. Well, they knew what they were up to. They knew what was going to happen. And, you know, they should be investigating what Sidney Powell said way back after the election, that there was so much so many votes for Trump that the Dominion software shut down because it couldn't keep up. That right there, they should say, we got to investigate this. Where is the DOJ? Where is the FBI in all this? They haven't done anything. I believe the deep state has the DOJ and the FBI under their thumbs. And, you know, after the election night, Trump was ahead in 6 states. And then Biden wins all those states within a week. He overcame 700,000 votes. Rush Limbaugh said 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania. It doesn't matter if it's 700,000 or 800,000 votes. Trump loses that state by 80,000, I think. Nobody, that's mathematically impossible to do that. And my I'm going to end this with a quote from the movie Tombstone. What is that now, Biden? Six states in a row? Nobody's that lucky. I cannot believe what's been happening. If they let this go, we'll never have another fair election again, because the Dems are, they are so deceitful and lying, and they cheat just to get Biden in. I cannot believe what's happening.
I can. I can believe it, but I hear you. It is no less frustrating than what we're seeing before our very eyes. Appreciate the call, Paul. Thank you very much. Nancy Pelosi's done already?
Yeah, that was it.
Did she do like a six-minute press conference?
Thank you very much. Out she went. Everybody had questions.
I wonder if she said anything about that spy guy, Swalwell. You think she covered that?
Oh, she's backing him up.
Here's a
text. Nothing to see there.
I guess she said, I have no concerns,
no concerns
with her. Yes,
no.
Well, we could have predicted that. She didn't need to even come out and say that. She just, put a little note on her door. A texter says, well, this is an email, I guess. I am sure you had thousands of emails on COVID-19, but have you heard of this Dr. Pierre Corey?
We have.
We talked about him yesterday. And his stance on the drug ivermectin. I know Yahoo News and YouTube are not the place to believe news. Google this ivermectin. It's been used on animals for years. The human version is called Stomachol. They've been used for years in Africa to control head lice. Any idea what the infection rate is in Africa and how many are dying there? You can buy Vectamin paste for horses at TSC for $2.99. And that's for 1,200 pounds a horse. Biggest question, why does this drug and Dr. Corey get shot down all the time? Answer, money. Zero doubt in my mind. Zero doubt that these other therapies that do work, that, by the way, a doctor today told me, Tim Mahoney, a doctor, happens to be the mayor of Fargo. I said, you know, what should somebody do in that case? So they want it and they poo-poo it. He said, no, they have a right. They should just keep pushing. Ask that doc. But it is about money, and it's about more expensive options. No question about it. Fred and Wing, I have a half a minute for you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't want to sound like a coward. I wanted to talk to the governor yesterday, but I got to do it now. I just couldn't get through. It wasn't your fault or anything, Scott. So I'm going to lay it on you guys to tell them now. We have a 300 to 400 people died. It was on the news every half hour yesterday, all day long. Oh, how terrible it is. Then the governor came on yesterday. And then there's Dr. Carson. And then there's that gal that never tells her name, that she just yip all the time. She's on there all the time. And never once did they say, did those people get a chance to use ivermectin, or did they get a chance to use hydroxychloroquine? Are they even letting the doctors even look at it, or will the doctors even
try to look very at good it? Point. Hang on, Fred. We'll finish this on the other side of the break and talk with our restaurant owner from East Grandford.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, juventours.com, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red states are joining Texas in a Supreme Court lawsuit aimed at delaying presidential electors in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the lawsuit that argues the Equal Protection Clause was violated. 17 additional states have joined the lawsuit. Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. SpaceX successfully launched and almost landed Wednesday. A fully assembled prototype of its next-generation Starship was tested in South Texas. The rocket flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet and performed what Elon Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Your mind. What's for lunch today? Well, I can tell you about the home cooking and the grab-and-go convenience you'll find at PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy Stores. And here's a couple of examples of what's for lunch today. Pulled pork and French dip sandwich in Valley City. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood. Scalloped potatoes and ham, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The ham and Swiss croissants are fantastic. 12th Avenue North, I-29. And the Salisbury steak served up today in Euland, Minnesota. Buy any size fountain pop, 79 cents. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. We're going to chat with a heroic restaurant owner up in East Grand Forks, Minnesota in just a moment, but I want to let Fred in Wing finish his thought. I was going to tell you, Fred, that I mentioned a conversation with Dr. Mahoney, who happens to be the mayor, and I was asking about this because I hear from time to time from people who say, I asked for this, I asked what, you know, the president had, or I asked for this, and HQ, the one Kevin can pronounce and I can't, the, you know, others, and they're often mocked. You know, I heard one story about a nurse saying, oh, you listen to too much fake news. The pastor. The pastor and his wife is the one that had that, and he sent us a note saying, that's how they ridicule us. So, and the way this thing is acting, I mean, you can hear a story about a 30-year-old person that was dead in 2 days, right? I mean, I realize the most vulnerable are the ones we know about, but it, you know, you hear these stories all the time. So why wouldn't you use these? Why wouldn't you use these? It makes no sense whatsoever. I was glad to hear him say, press it. What else did you want to say about it?
Well, in March, I told everybody, I know I've fought colds before, and I'm just talking about my experience. Take the vitamins. God created you. He created your immune system. He has given us the ability and the doctors and the medicine to cure this virus. 99.99%, 50,000 doctors are saying what I said. I'm not saying listen to me, listen to them. And now, if our governor and Dr. Carson are going to not tell anybody that do this, just put on the mask and that's all we can do for you, we've got to wait for the vaccine. No. No. They're not right. And they have blood on their hands if they don't tell people. that they need to use this, and people don't even know. They listen to the fake news media all the time. And here we are now with this election thing. I'm just going to tell everybody, pray that the angel of the Lord would go to the Supreme Court chambers, and that they would tell them how to act with this election thing. Pray that they could go there. We have to give them permission to go to our Supreme Court. Give the angels permission through prayer. And, gosh, Governor, please, I'll talk to him straight on. I'm not going to hide. He can come and get me and come have the cops bring him in there. I'll talk to him. But you can't get a hold of him except for your show. And I thank you very much. You're helping the people. You're saving lives with this show.
Fred, good to chat with you. Appreciate your passion as always, and your suggestion on praying on this very, very dire time we find ourselves in America on the election front, as well as on the COVID front, and just people needlessly giving up their freedoms. It's I just saw a story about suicide, ninth leading cause of death in North Dakota now. Is suicide numbers well above the national average, and the impact these restrictions are having on kids. CDC says kids are back in school. We're still not back in school because we got health officials that are, denying that CDC recommendation, but loving the mask one. It's crazy. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it very much. I want to welcome to the program our next guest, Jane Moss. Jane is the owner of the Boardwalk in East Grand Forks, and they opened last night for dine-in service. Now, you should say, well, what's the big deal? Well, they're not supposed to open for dine-in service because the governor says so, but Jane Moss said, you know what, this is unconstitutional, and I am not going to take it anymore. Jane, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me today.
Give it up for Jane.
Give it up for Jane.
Yes.
Exactly right. Yes, the live studio audience, very excited for you today. Did a lot of people come out last night?
Oh, my goodness, Scott. I am so overwhelmed and humbled by the community support that I received last night. I think my biggest fear going into it was not getting fined, but who would show up. We were probably 65% to 75% full for the entire evening, and the amount of love and support was it's just unbelievable.
Well, Jane, I want you to know there's a crew of us down in Detroit Lakes area are thinking about road tripping tomorrow night up for dinner. So
keep it going. So tell me, Jane,
we will.
Tell me why you decided to do this. What was the breaking point?
The breaking point. Well, actually, the first time I had thought about doing it was back in the spring when we were shut down for 10 weeks. Just a little bit of background about Boardwalk Bar and Grill. We are also an event center. I have a banquet space that seats up to 400 people. And we had to call all of our brides and grooms and let them know that, I'm sorry, we can't do it. And that was heartbreaking because that's their big day. And then but knowing back in the spring, of course, COVID was still fairly new. Now people didn't know a lot about it. So we had to do a COVID preparedness plan set out by the governor, which we did. We followed. We knew we could follow the protocol. But then when the shutdown came, about 3-4 weeks into it, I went to another business across from me and asked if they would be willing to open if I opened. Of course, the fear was there, and we decided that we couldn't even get the workforce back because of the amount of unemployment they were receiving at the time. So we waited it out until we got the outdoor dining, and we do have a beautiful deck that overlooks the Red River. We had a fairly decent summer, but coming into this fall, we got maybe a month of indoor dining, and he brought on this other illegal and unconstitutional mandate, in my opinion. And I knew when they said that they were going to let us go on the 19th, we know that that is not going to happen. That was pretty well decided at that time that I have to stand up for my employees. They're looking at me what do we do, what do we do? I don't have answers. So the only thing I, person I could look at was me in the mirror. I have to do something. I got a lot of support from Action for Liberty that works throughout the cities to help small businesses fight for their liberties. And when I heard about the woman in Lind, Minnesota that opened her cafe and stayed open, she was my inspiration that I don't want her to stand alone. So we made the decision to do it, and last night was our first night, and it was unbelievable.
That is amazing. Did you see any kind of opposition to this, or, you know, official sort of policing of the order or anything? What did any of the officials stop by?
Yes, I did. I did receive a call from the Minnesota Department of Health prior to opening, and they just asked me if I was aware of the executive order 2099, and I said that I was. And he said, "Are you sure you want to do this?" And I said, "I have no choice. I'm dying. We're all dying here." And I thanked him for his call, and I hung up. But when you know when your back gets against the wall, you either lay down and die or you fight back for what you know is your right, your constitutional right. I have a legal business. I have had no COVID cases traced back to my bar and grill. My employees were so anxious to be a part of it. So we'd opened.
Good for you. I think that's an important message. Did you get a fine then after that little warning?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't. The police did show up when the doors opened, but they have to. That's their obligation as a law enforcement. And basically what they did was handed me the executive order. He was very kind, and then he left. I truly believe the city has our backs up here, and I know they support us. I mean, truly, East Grand Forks is a ghost town. Even the retail shops are suffering because people aren't driving across the river. You know, we're right across the river from North Dakota, and they're open. So
and this is another thing that Governor Walz fails to remember. There is a border, and people have options, you know. And driving, you know, business on the other side of the river just makes zero sense at all. So no regrets at all. You're feeling good about doing this. Are you going to continue to be open then?
Yes, I will continue to be open Tuesday through Saturdays from 4 o'clock to 11. So I did scale back my hours quite a bit. We normally opened at 11 in the morning, so I have scaled back on my hours. And just because I know that there are some people that don't support this, but truly, I was overwhelmed with the support I did get.
Any thoughts?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead and finish.
No, no regrets. I have to fight for what I know is right. I have employees that want to work. And it's not just about Christmas and the holidays, which are very important. And we know the depression rate goes up during the holidays anyway. And then you pile on the fact that you have to worry about paying rent, buying groceries, providing for your families, and me as an employer not knowing how to help other than to stand up for them.
No, it's a great story, and you're doing that. You're also doing it for other restaurant owners who, you know, probably in their heart of hearts want to do this, but are corporate owned or whatever. So I hope more people follow, and you know, we remind the governor about the Constitution. So good luck to you. Thanks for doing what you're doing, Jane. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Boardwalk East Grand Forks. Get there. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money. because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. This is a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had his son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Ready for the best deals of the year? Schwann's first ever green tag event. Huge markdowns on over 60 pre-owned vehicles that must be sold before the end of the year. Cars, trucks, SUVs, these vehicles are clearly marked on the lot. Hurry, check them out before they're gone. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. On Memorial Highway, look for the gigantic American flag and check out the new vehicles updated daily online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
There is a great product out there that can reduce the amount of ugly stuff in your air. What could be in the air these days anyway, guys, right? What, have you heard about any viruses or anything? Yeah.
Hello.
So there's coronavirus, there's other airborne viruses, and there are products now. It's one of the, this is on the, if you take COVID, you say there's 500 things that are horrible. you could point to in a minute. And there's about 10 that are I guess, positive outcomes from a bad thing happening. And one of them is these IAQ air cleaning products that can prevent this stuff. Because behind that, there's the flu, there's other things as well. So H.A. Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, plumbing, too, for a lot of years, over 100. And they have searched and found this to be the best. It's affordable. It's easy to add to your current system. Call them for more information. 234-9889. HATandSons.com. Really good ideas are pouring in related to our conversation with Boardwalk Bar and Grill in East Grand Forks and Jane up there. One listener said, Scott, get a bus together and let's go up. There's a bunch of us go up there one day for lunch.
Yeah, so we're talking about tomorrow night. Six of us are talking about road tripping up there.
I like that. And somebody else said, can you please give us the business name and mailing address? We'd like to send some bucks her way. It's awesome audience we have. We love you. What a great idea. Boardwalk Bar and Grill, 415 2nd Street Northwest, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721.
Online at boardwalkegf.com.
Boardwalk Bar and Grill.
EGF, yep.
Boardwalk Bar and Grill, 415 2nd Street Northwest, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Bob, on the road. Where are you on the road? Bob, what are you looking at right now?
I'm just going through Jamestown right now. See, nice. I would like to say thanks to all the Thomas Paines and the Paul Revere's, the Patriots that called Stenjam's office yesterday, and I'm so proud of everybody. I'm North Dakota born and bred my whole life, but I'd like to bring a call to action to the people over in Minnesota now. I know it wouldn't be, they're not going to get near what we got in North Dakota, but it's worth a try to Keith Ellison's office, and I've got a phone number here. It's 800-657-3787. We just got to keep pushing this and trying to stick to the Constitution because I firmly believe in my heart we are at code orange as far as the Civil War goes. So we got to take the fight to them right now and try to, you know, hold the republic as far as I'm concerned.
You know, I remember growing up learning about the Civil War, and I was always struck by just the carnage of it, you know. And I guess one of the reasons I loved Lincoln, because Lincoln obviously was so pained by it. But you look back now, and I always thought, you know, this can't happen in this day and age. And you look back now and you say, I can see how that happened. I can see how that happened. I mean, I don't want that. I don't think anybody ought to wish for it. It's awful. But if people don't start listening to the people and understanding why they're concerned and helping to fix it, boy, oh, boy, look out. Look out.
We've seen this summer what a small voice will do. I mean, they'll burn down cities and ruin our country. I mean, and that's just a bunch of small voices. So it's time for us Republicans, or I'm actually an independent, but it's time for us conservatives to voice our opinion. It's time to be loud. You know, don't be shy and embarrassed anymore. I mean, got nothing to lose. We're going to lose the republic if we don't open our mouth.
Appreciate that, Bob. Thank you. Jay in Verndale, then Mike in Detroit Lakes. Jay has found another restaurant that is defying the governor's orders, I guess. Jay, tell me more.
Well, they're being pretty creative. First of all, thanks for what you guys do. You're fantastic. Love listening to you. Breath of fresh air. But there's a restaurant on Highway 10 in Verndale that just changed ownership. It's now called the Pirate's Den. And the guy that owns it actually owns the Black Hole Ice Shack Company. It's a ice fishing rig that's on a trailer. He designed it. He manufactures it. So he's taking a bunch of these rigs and going to park them out behind the restaurant. And you are going to get reservations for a Black Hole Ice Shack, and he's going to have a full menu, full bar, and going to feed you out there.
Love it.
American ingenuity. Yeah. I love it. Never underestimate the power of an entrepreneur.
The good guys, right?
You bet. That's awesome.
For the good guys.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. Mike, Detroit Lakes, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I just... I know that, and I'm not sure what's happened, but that Becker County is going to vote to maybe defy the governor's mandate of being closed. And I
nice.
Know, and I hope I you know, like I said, I haven't heard what's happened. They were going to vote on doing this, but we just got to stand up to Governor Walz and his other attorney general that's crooked as can be. It's just disgusting. And then there's one other thing I wanted to mention to you, Scott. There's a drug. It's called ivermectin, and it's actually for, they have it for animals and humans.
Yeah, we were actually talking about it a little bit earlier today, and others have talked about having it for their animals, and it's evidently, according to some folks, another option in a therapy. So, Mike, thank you. Got to go. God bless, folks.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532. If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.